My lord? My lord, why have you left the feast? Why are you back here? Are you quite well? You look a little pallid. My lord, I can tell by your posture and your expression it is not nothing. I followed because you looked aggrieved. Do not think I do not have my eye on you just because you are not currently on your knees. The Baron? You have issue with the Baron. What has he done? Fawns over me? My lord is quite mistaken. My lord, do not mistake me for a naive child. For not one moment do I believe the Baron wrote me this song. He has neither the talent nor the depth of character. The Baron is a vapid creature who... Forgive me, my lord, but... Might I suggest that his lordship's looks and behaviour betray that he is... jealous? Your lordship is an atrocious liar. You think I do not know the look of jealousy? I remember it. For God's sake, when the stable boy helped me onto my first colt, I remembered the look in your eyes when we were children and didn't understand it, but I look on you now and do. Perhaps you think in a twisted way that it is not just the Baron who has affection for me, as everyone can plainly see, including several of the maids I am certain he has either tried or succeeded in seducing, but that I must return his feelings? Why? Because he has paid me attention. My lord, once again, you disappoint me. Do not grab at my arm to make me stay. You have certain rights as your position decrees over mine, but first of all, you have no dominion over my heart, and secondly, to think that I would entertain the lust of a lecherous excuse of a man such as the Baron, you once again prove you know very little of me. Forgive you. You do not deserve my attention. You do not deserve to breathe the air that I do when you are this way. You do not deserve to be this close to me. You do not deserve to touch me. You do not deserve even to look at me. Avert your eyes. What? What? Are you trying to mumble your apologies now? I won't accept them this time. You go too far, and there is nothing you can do to make amends. What are you doing on your knees? Do you think reminding me of our real positions will make me grant mercy? No. I fear not. Something... more drastic, more dangerous, only. Oh, you will you? Anything that I say. No questions, no excuses, and no hesitation. That is what is required. You must prove yourself penitent. I will not give you this opportunity to redeem yourself again. Choose wisely. The rest of the feasters and revelers lie just beyond those curtains. If we speak too loudly, if we make too much noise, they will hear us. All the same, I expect your best work. Come here then, but stay on your knees. Look on my face. Do you see what the Baron sees in me? Lordship thinks I am beautiful. Does that apply to my face alone? Or do you believe every part of me might be beautiful? There is one beauty you definitely have not seen yet, but if I let you, you must worship it. Do you understand? I will turn from you now. Now, lift my skirts. Gently. Do not make too much noise. You don't want them to hear you. Was your lordship expecting undergarments? Sometimes I go about without them, especially after I've had my bath. I do love the feeling of the cleansing water, and undergarments can get in the way of that feeling now and again. What do you think? Of this beauty of mine you have not looked on yet. What do you say for my letting you see it? Did I not tell you you must worship it as well? You may only put your hands as high as my knees. Everywhere else, only your lips. For now. Well, does such beauty not deserve your kisses and attention? Good. His lordship is still obedient. But this jealousy, it will never do. Do you suppose I would let the Baron kiss my rump, as you now do? Do you think I would let just anyone kiss me there? No. Surely this is only good for a lord, which is why you do this. You should be grateful. No one else would be allowed such familiarity. What do you say? Make sure your hands stay by my knees or below, my lord. Do not let your tongue taste my flesh until I say it is allowed. Let your kisses make your case. Show me how penitent you are with each sweep of your lips across my backside. I like to look down and see your hands. As much as I like your lips and their service, do not stop. Your hands. I've always loved your hands. I used to watch you when I was learning my instruments, when you would follow me like the puppy you always were when we were young. And you would touch the instruments and try to play them, solely from watching me and my tutor. Do you remember? And I don't know what it was that stirred within me then. But I wanted your hands on me. Look at them. A lord's hands. Would you like to place them a little higher? My thighs. No higher, just yet. Now, my lord, daintily and gently, and without too much overuse of more than is necessary, use that tongue in your head and lick my rump. Tiny, loving licks all over. Do not get above yourself and overindulge on my flesh, or I will believe you are selfish and unpenitent. Well? Yes. Oh, yes, all over. Good. Oh, that's it. You take instruction well, I see. It is a shame you never learned an instrument. Yes. When I look over my shoulder at you, and what you do, I see a bulge between your hips. How presumptive. I presume you have no control over this, but still, his time is not now. You've not earned it yet, and I'm still too displeased. If you turn from your jealous ways and learn to submit yourself to my will fully, then that may change in the time to come. Good. Good. Now, take your hands and put them on either side of my backside. Yes. Now, very gently ease me apart and look on me. Yes. Look, what do you see? Is it beautiful too? Perfect. Then, you will have no reservations in kissing me there. Exactly there. Yes, my lord. Yes. Lick me. Kiss me. Show me through devoted attention. Could you repent? Is licking my arse so good that you repent so easily? No, do not stop then. Do not cease showing me. If anyone from the feast comes to see where either of us are, they will lift that curtain, and they will see a lord on his knees, with his face pressed deeply into my arse, licking and sucking and kissing with devotion. They will think they dream, and curse themselves, and go to confession forthwith. Oh, yes. Do not stop. Oh, yes, lick me still. Do you suppose the Baron would ever be allowed this? Oof, anything like this. What do you say that I allow your tongue to run around such a sensitive place? You're not done yet. You've not proved to me yet. I suppose you want to put other parts of you into me there, don't you? I have no doubt of it. But for now, you must show me your intentions. Show me what you would do, how nicely, how you would please me in this way, so that I may consider it if you are deserving in the future. Unlike now, where you plead for my body. Yes, I want you to put your tongue inside me, and then pull it out, and then do it again, and again, and show me what you would do if you were the man to be allowed to do such a blessing. Is the perfect shape to be put inside me. Yes. 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 No, not too rough. Be gentle. You would not put yourself so roughly into me, would you? Yes. Use your tongue beautifully, lovingly. Yes. Continue. Oh. Oh, yes. Much better. Yes. 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 Oh, show me. Yes. Yes, deeper. Yes. Oh, deeper. Oh, it is good to feel your hands grasping for me, trying to get better hold of me, so that your tongue has a greater purchase in me. Yes. Yes. Show me how you would please a lady you loved and adored. Show me how much you long to make love. Yes. 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 Your beautiful tongue makes me lean back into you. Oh, feels so long within me. What? You want to use your fingers on me to further please me? Oh. Well, you must be gentle still, and you must touch here. Do you understand? Good boy. Have at it then. You think I would let just anyone do this to me? Oh. No. No, this is... Oh, yes. Oh, don't stop. Yes. This could only ever be for a lord. Oh, yes. We're lucky we've not been caught, but you will see it through. Even now? Then faster, yes. Yes, I know what you want. I know you want to please me. And someday, I know, I can feel it. You long to fuck me. But if you think you're even partially worthy yet, you must prove it. Prove it on my backside. Prove it with your fingers and my secrets. Prove it even if someone walks through the curtain and sees you on your knees with your face buried in me and your fingers, your beautiful fingers. Desperately trying to make me gush with pleasure. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm undone. Oh, you mustn't stop. I'm so very close to heaven. You mustn't stop. Oh, keep fucking me back there with your tongue. Keep your hand pleading with me to know that you have pleased me and earned my forgiveness. Yes. 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 Lordship. Oh! Why, my lord, I do believe you enjoyed yourself, from the look on your face. Does defeat the purpose of it being any kind of punishment, but... Don't look at me with those eyes. You know you did well. You know you are a good boy. And yes, you obviously pleased me well. Did you not feel a thrill, my lord, knowing that everyone was just the other side of that curtain? So I'm willing, given your gusto for something lesser men would balk at having to do, to prove themselves to those they are devoted to overlook this momentary lapse of judgment and descent into jealousy, but, my lord, it does not suit you at all. You had better look to a remedy before it becomes decidedly unattractive. Would you like me to smack you to prove that all is as it always was between us? A good answer. Shall we return, my lord? My lord, if you'll forgive me an observation, all of this unpleasantness might well have been avoided if you had indeed taken up an instrument yourself. But never mind it. A thought alone. What? You did? The lute. But that is my favourite instrument. I suppose you're going to tell me next that you've composed a song for me as well. How long ago? No, never mind. Don't tell me. If you do mean it, my lord. Oh, wait a moment. Here. The Baron's lute. I've no doubt he can only play the one song, but if you can also, and it is nicer than his, and it is for me. Well, then I'm outraged. I've never heard it before. Come, my lord, I will sit by, and you will play it. Let the Baron and all your castle come and bend an ear to the song you and I alone know was made for me. Come, my lord, if you wish for more familiarity in the future, sweeter even than tonight's, I command you, play your song for me.